How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, David Ross, introducing another in the series of transcribed feature programs known as Guest Star, brought to you by United States Savings Bonds and this station as a public service. Our guest today is one of the best-known stars of the films, a man who is known to every one of you as an outstanding actor and a good citizen, Mr. George Murphy. However, before we bring him to our microphone, here's an opening number by the Savings Bonds Orchestra, conducted by Harry Sosnick. Mr. Sosnick's own arrangement of Mimi. Now, our guest star, Mr. George Murphy, in a sketch especially written for this program by Louis Haywood, entitled Press Agent. Every Sunday night, 30 million people tune their radios to a 15-minute program featuring Walter Winnell, Broadway columnist of the air. If you were one of the 30 million listening last Sunday, maybe you'll remember this item.
And now for briefs, as time will allow. Lantana is back at the studio preparing for a new role, this time as a brunette. I have it on good authority that Claudette Colbert is considering the formation of a production company of her own. Cynthia Ames, former star for Mammoth Films, will wed Hank Kelly, her ex-press agent, before the month is out. Clark Gable is slated to go before the...
Cynthia Ames, former star for Mammoth Films, will wed Hank Kelly, her ex-press agent, before the month is out. A 20-word radio break. A 20-word item. Not a story, just a sentence. Or is it a story? Former star, ex-press agent. A story? A life? Two lives? What's behind those 20 words?
Come in, Miss Ames. I'll be with you in a minute. Well. Ooh, sit down.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. It was good of you to see me.
Business, honey. Strictly business. I'm glad to be in business just now. Look over there to the right, please. Yeah, towards the window.
Mr. Kelly,
To the right, I said. Yes, yes. Hold your head a little higher. Huh? Oh, yes. There's a lot I can do with a face like that. Got to change your hairstyle a little bit, maybe. Stand up.
Mr. Kelly.
Go ahead, honey. Stand up. That's it. That's it. Not bad. Not bad at all. How do you look in a bathing suit?
Well, I'd like you to represent me, Mr. Kelly, but I'm afraid I can't quite afford your rates.
Honey, would you mind turning around?
I said I couldn't afford...
I said, would you mind turning around? Slowly. There, hold it there. Thank you.
The money, Mr.
Kelly. Oh, don't worry about the money. What's money? You're going to be a private investment of mine, one that's going to pay off big. Cynthia, 3 months from now, you're going to be paying me more than you ever hoped to be making for yourself. I'm betting on you, Cynthia. I'm giving you odds. In 3 months' time, people will know the name of Cynthia Ames as well as they know their own. Well, we did it. Cynthia, just 3 months. This time tomorrow, Hollywood.
You did it, Hank. All the good things that have happened to me... you're responsible for.
I like to bet on the long shots.
Hank, let me tell you. Those weeks you spend grooming me, taking me to places where I could be seen.
Just business, Cynthia. Strictly business.
Hank, kissing me when you brought me home evenings. Just business, too?
Well, that was show business, Cynthia. Oh, you've been kissed before. You'll be kissed again lots of times. I guess I was sort of trying to build a mood for you.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess it worked, Hank. You got what you wanted for me. A Hollywood contract.
Well, isn't that what you wanted?
Yeah, I guess you're right, Hank. That was what I wanted. All the rest was mood. Show business.
Right. Now, I've got a new contract for you to sign here. The idea is I'll work on publicity here for you in the East Coast, let Mama Studios handle you on the West Coast. I'll let them know what I'm doing, of course.
Of course. Now, don't bother explaining the contract to me, Hank. I'll sign it. That's the least I can do for you.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a couple of clauses here.
No,
you
I don't
to read.
Care, Hank. Now, give it to me, and I'll sign it. There. Take me home, Hank.
Well, hold on. You haven't even ordered dinner.
I'm not hungry. Take me home, Hank. Take me home.
Looks like Mammoth Films' newest singing, dancing star, Cynthia Ames, is the find of the year. Saw rushes of a new film, Show Business, and that gal is it. Watch out for her, and don't say I didn't warn you. Cynthia Ames, a name to remember. And incidentally, a name her press agent won't let you forget. Cynthia Ames, Mammoth Film sensational star, and her fiancé, Barry Blake, also of the movies, arrive in town this week. Is it love or a studio romance? We wonder.
Well, it's been a long time, Cynthia. Are you happy?
As happy as I ever expect to be, Hank.
Well, she's engaged to me. Why shouldn't she be, old man?
Look, I asked you once to keep out of this conversation,
Hank,
old man.
Please.
I asked you out to dinner, Cynthia, not him.
Just business, Hank. You taught me that. How would it look going out to dinner with you when I'm engaged to Barry?
I look a lot better than the three of us seated at one table.
Come, come, old boy. One mustn't be like
one
that.
One can be anything one wants to be when he's me. Let's dance, Cynthia.
Business, Hank?
My business.
Excuse us, Barry. You mind?
It's up to you, dear. I'm not dancing with him.
Oh, no. We don't do the same step, old man. Come on, Cynthia. Cynthia, are you happy with that guy? I mean, are you really going through with it?
Well, I think Barry's very nice. And you arranged it, didn't you?
Well, I thought it'd be good publicity for you to be seen with him. That's all.
Well, the studio thought it'd be a good idea if I got engaged to him.
Well, that's all right with me, too. But are you going to marry him?
Any objections?
Yeah, plenty.
You're speaking as my press agent, of course.
No. I'm speaking as me, Hank Kelly. A guy who fell in love with a girl and didn't realize it till after the girl had left town. Well, you're back now, and I'm telling it to you.
Yeah. Well, it's just a little too late, Hank. About three pictures too late. I'm marrying Barry. I'm a star, and I have...
Yes, and I'm the guy who made you a star. Don't ever forget that. Publicity. That's what did it. And that same publicity that made you a star, in reverse, can land you right outside the studio gates, looking for a handout.
I know you wouldn't do that, Hank. You value your own reputation too much. You know that by ruining my career, you'll be ruining your own. If that happens to me, every client you've got will walk out on you.
Let's get back to the $64 question. Are you marrying that guy?
Oh, I say, may I cut in, old man?
No. Do you love him, Cynthia?
Well, let's be sporting about this, old man.
I said stay out. Answer me, Cynthia. You don't love him, do you? You would marry me if it wasn't for your pride, wouldn't you?
Oh, please, let's sit down. You're making a scene.
Well, I intend to. I told you once before. In 3 months, you'd be a star. I'm telling you now, in 3 months, you'll be on the skids.
Starting when, old man?
A direct question, my friend, deserves a direct answer. Starting now.
Hank! Barry!
Oh. He's got a glass jaw. Don't worry about him. He'll all right. Just spray him down with a little soda water. Well, this is the beginning of my campaign, darling. Read about it in tonight's papers. And if you change your mind any time in the next 3 months, give me a call. You'll still be a star, and I'll still be in business. I hope you say yes before it's too late.
Cynthia Ames, one of the triangle in the recent saloon brawl in Manhattan, has just been suspended by her studio. Don't lose your head, Cynthia. You've made a nice name for yourself in Hollywood. Keep it clean. Mammoth Studios hasn't picked up Cynthia Ames' option. Could it have anything to do with those strange publicity releases coming from the East Coast?
Mind if I sit down?
Hey, Cynthia, what are you doing, slumming? How do you like that, drinking coffee in the automat? You ought to be over at the 21 Club.
I didn't know it was you.
That's all right. You can sit down anyway.
No, thanks. I'd rather not.
Now, do you want a scene? You know, I'm pretty good at making scenes. You better sit down. No, you're getting smarter, darling. And more beautiful than ever. Isn't it funny? Two people like us, sitting here with a nickel cup of coffee on the table. I can remember we paid a dollar for two cups of coffee.
Why did you do it, Hank? Why?
I told you. I love you. Took me a long time to find out, but I do. You love me too, don't you? Huh? Don't you?
I always have, Hank. I tried telling it to you once, and you wouldn't listen.
Yeah, I know. That was my fault. And then your pride was hurt. That was your fault. Now, here we are. Starting from scratch. Both of us.
But we're starting together, Hank.
Together? Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look over there to the left a little. Up towards that light. I've got it. Why, in 3 months' time, darling...
I know. We'll be on top of the world.
Thank you, George Merton. That was a fine performance, my friend.
Thank you, David. I'm glad you liked it. You know, I enjoyed playing the press agent, not only the part itself, but because this is a pet program of mine. I enjoy a lot of them. Let's see, there was one that featured Greer Garson around Christmas time, and another one starred the little Irish girl named Susan Reed, who sang folk songs, and Maxine Sullivan, Sir Cedric Hardwick, and Reza Stevens, and...
Whoa, there. You really have been a guest star fan.
Right, just like I am a savings bond fan.
Well, I was hoping you'd bring that up, George. What do you like about savings bonds?
Oh, that's easy. I like them for three reasons. First, because they're the world's finest investment. Second, because they're profitable, paying back at the rate of $4 for every three you invest. Third, because you can buy them automatically. And in these days, when saving is none too easy, the only sure way to save is the automatic way. And I want to thank you for giving me this chance to talk about savings bonds. Well, so long, David.
Goodbye, George Murphy, and many thanks for coming. You have been listening to Guest Star, one of a series of transcribed programs brought you each week at this time by United States Savings Bonds and this station. Our guest today was the well-known picture star, Mr. George Murphy. There'll be another star to greet you again at this time next week. So join us then, won't you? And meanwhile, this is your host, David Ross, thanking you for listening with the added suggestion that there's no finer way to save for the future than to buy United States savings bonds and to buy them regularly.